I want you now to imagine yourself inside your mind. Imagine yourself sitting in the lotus position with your legs folded, your wrists resting gently on your knees, your palms facing upward, your hands making the OK sign, because the tip of your right thumb is touching the tip of your right index finger, and the tip of your left thumb is touching the tip of your left index finger. So again, you are sitting in the lotus position, legs folded, wrists resting gently on your knees, palms facing upward, and your hands are making the OK sign. Your back is upright. Your chin is parallel with the floor. Your eyes are closed. And you are so very focused right now. And although your eyes are closed, you are still tuned in, able to see several television monitors in front of you. Each of these monitors pertains to a different sense. For example, the sense of sight, the sense of smell, the sense of touch, the sense of hearing. All the senses you are familiar with, all the senses you use daily. Yet there is one special monitor which is now appearing to be larger than the others. It appears as a large screen TV filling almost an entire wall. All of the other monitors fade now and turn dark, and they go away from your sight. But this monitor moves to the center of your visual field. This special monitor allows you to see things which will be called psychic visions, things which are acquired through your extrasensory perception. That sensory perception which goes beyond your basic senses and taps into the realm of things which are considered to be metaphysical, beyond the physical realm. These are things such as seeing the past, seeing the future, predicting numbers, predicting events, any psychic power which you would like to have is yours. As soon as you believe it is yours, this monitor allows you to see things very clearly. It allows you to see, for example, the past, the very distant past. It also allows you to see the future, as short into the future or as long into the future as you would like to see, or other events going on right now in other parts of the world or in other worlds. You can use this screen to predict things. Perhaps numbers for contests, lottery numbers, whatever it is that you want to do with this screen, you can do. Because when you view this screen, you are reaching beyond your mind. Feel yourself now spreading out your consciousness beyond your mind. And you are tapping into the world around you. One of the things you are tapping into is the Akashic Record. The Akashic Record is a record which exists in the fourth dimension. A record of all of the events that have ever taken place or ever will take place. You can read this record by using the tool in front of you, the screen, the television screen. You can tap into any point in the past or the future and see the events taking place. Try this now, as I am silent. Good. Choose a point in the past or the future and look. The more you repeat this exercise, both during hypnotherapy sessions and in your waking life, the more skilled you will be at this exercise. In your waking life, just go off somewhere and sit quietly and practice. The more you practice this technique, the easier it will be for you to use. Now, choose another event and watch it. Now, the important thing here is to trust what you are seeing. Studies at Stanford University tell us that when someone perceives something, they must trust it. People who are part of a particular experiment there at Stanford University were perceiving things which they didn't trust. They later learned that those things were correct perceptions. Those things were psychic perceptions. So trust what you see. Learning to trust your instincts and trust what you see is the beginning of developing your psychic powers. You must trust what you see, and then you will see more. And the more you work with this technique, the clearer those visions will become. Now, try seeing a number, perhaps a lottery number, perhaps a phone number. Just try seeing some sort of number that you wouldn't ordinarily know. Someone's phone number, a winning lottery number, just some sort of number that you wouldn't have any logical reason to have access to. Remember that number, write it down. Trust your impressions. Now, since you are sitting in your mind, you also have access to other powers. And now I would like you to work on your telekinetic powers. The ability to move objects with your mind. I want you to have this power if you want to have it. Realizing that continuing to practice and believe will get you where you want to be. Now I want you to imagine in your mind that there is an object in front of you. And I want you to imagine that with your mind you make the object move up, up, up into the air. It's easy to do in your mind because you are simply imagining it. Now I want you to realize that people who have developed that skill have devoted a fair amount of time to developing that skill. That amount of time varies from individual to individual. So rather than telling you a certain amount of time that it will take, I want to impress upon you that if you are to develop your telekinetic powers or any other psychic ability, you will need to devote yourself to this practice. In fact, this recording is designed to be listened to for 21 nights in a row. In most cases, you will need to go beyond that time to develop telekinetic powers. Yet, it can be done. And many people possess this power. So, if you would like to have this gift of telekinetic powers in addition to psychic powers, realize that that gift is in your mind already. You already have that gift. It is simply a matter of uncovering it and believing in yourself, and your telekinetic powers. And now imagine that object still floating in the air. The object which you levitated. And now move it to the left. And now move it to the right. And now move it up. And now move it down. See how easily it obeys your commands in your mind. If you are to practice that skill daily, you will eventually develop that skill. And the way to practice is by sitting quietly, staring at the object, or you can have your eyes closed and just imagine the object in your mind and practice moving the object up and down. If your eyes are closed, you will want to occasionally open them and view your progress. Those people who have developed that skill have shared with me the secret is you will need to be patient. You need to be patient developing the skill of telekinesis, because it can take some time, and that is okay, because you can look at the time in which you are practicing as meditative time. So now you realize you have two abilities which you have always had. You have the ability to use your telekinetic powers, and you have the ability to use that television screen in your mind to see the past, the present, the future, or somewhere else. It is important that you practice using these skills, not only during this hypnosis session that you are listening to now, but in your waking life as well, taking time to go in a quiet place and practice. Practice by closing your eyes and imagining the screen. That's right. And then either closing or opening your eyes and imagining an object in front of you levitating. So practice either skill or both, as I am silent. Good. And you will develop your psychic powers. And I'd like you now to imagine yourself 6 months in the future. It has been a wonderful 6 months. You have developed your extrasensory perception, and you are comfortable with it. Perhaps you have also decided to develop your telekinetic powers. Any power you develop, which is beyond the ordinary, will help you develop other similar powers. They all work together. So see yourself 6 months from now, having developed your psychic powers, and feel how good it feels to have developed them to this point, as I am silent. Good. And now I'd like you to see yourself 1 year in the future. You are a true master of ESP, of extrasensory perception. Your ability to see the past and the future, and to see what's going on in other places. Your ability to do all of these things is amazing. You are a master of ESP. And perhaps you have developed other extrasensory powers, such as the ability to move objects with your mind. See yourself 1 year from now, being a master of ESP, and feel how good it feels to have truly mastered this. Feel how good it feels in your body and mind and emotions, as I am silent. Good. Everything is going to be just fine.